I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KMOX's Megan Lynch is mapping the geospatial sector.
The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's new St. Louis campus is becoming more than just a plot on a map. The main structure is up and site work continues. I caught up with NGA West Executive Bill Caniano at the recent Geo Resolution Conference for an update.
I drove by the facility the other day. I just had to see what was happening there, and it's coming together. So give our listeners an update on what's happening at the site right now.
Well, we're on schedule. Right now, construction of the facility itself is near completion. We will then turn our focus to putting in all the information technologies and the accreditations that have to happen to allow us to operate at the classified levels. That will take probably about another year. I think we are looking at a soft opening in October of 2025. Then we will begin the process of moving personnel and equipment from the Second Street facility to the new facility. We think that'll be completed in about 6 months. During that period, we have to operate sort of as a dual purpose from both facilities during that time. So it is kind of extended a bit, but it's necessary to keep the mission going. So we're hoping that by March of 2026, we will be complete in that facility. Then we will begin the decommissioning of our old facility down on Second Street, and then the General Services Administration will place that facility up for sale.
Talk about the commitment to St. Louis, and I mean, because this has been a long process.
The process began actually about 12 years ago, when we started to look at building new facility, and then the decision was made 8 years ago. We had a choice between four good locations, but as we looked at it, the thought of coming to St. Louis offered a lot of opportunities that were very mission-focused, the opportunity to engage more with the business community, academia, the innovation centers. What's happened has far exceeded any of the expectations we had at that point. We look at this conference here today, and it started off as an idea that we had. After we made the decision, said we should do something in St. Louis. We had usually run a conference in Washington, D.C. We said, well, why don't we try to do it? There are a lot of conferences in Washington that are Intel related. Why don't we try to go a different path? We came out to St. Louis, and St. Louis University has been an exceptional collaborator on it, and now Taylor Geospatial Institute. I do have to credit Greater St. Louis Incorporated. They have been the sort of the linchpin with the Geo Futures plan. They have opened and made an awful lot of opportunities possible for us here. And I think you'd be hard pressed to find another federal agency that's been as welcomed to a community as we have. So it's been exciting. I'd like to back up just a bit, go back to the decision that we made to locate in North City. We knew that we had gone into a neighborhood. We knew that we had gone into, we were now on 97 acres of North St. Louis, and we wanted to have sure that there were pathways, that people in St. Louis could see themselves working there and engaging with us. So we built a different kind of facility. We hope that it comes, you know, we planned it to be a little more open and accessible for people, that we would be able to engage more rapidly with the community, with the industry and academia there than, say, we did in this since 1953 when we've been, 52 since we've been at the Arsenal facility. So we knew we had to give something back, and we wanted to be more than just in the community. We wanted to be something that was of the community and for the community. So we're working hard on that, and we knew we had to prove ourselves, so we're doing that every day, we hope.
Talk about that vision, because I think, you know, for someone just going through there who may not understand what that full vision is, it might be hard to see what growth might come from that.
The growth in around the neighborhood, I think, is in other people's hands right now. But we would certainly like to see, mixed, residential area that had some businesses there, our workforce goes out for lunch. Our workforce, we engage in the community. If I look at what we do out in our headquarters in Virginia, we're out and about in the community, stores and entertainment venues out there, and maybe some of that will come up there, and we certainly hope so. But that's really in other people's hands right now. So.
You talked about the collaboration and just the civic commitment that it's taken to pull this off. Talk about the collaboration from the perspective of how it enhances the mission of the NGA.
Well, I think it brings in more partners. This whole conference here is about artificial intelligence. The government will get many of the answers right, but a lot of other answers are going to come from outside of government. We are going to need, like we've seen here, some business communities that probably didn't engage with us very much before are now providing the answers we need to problems that are coincident to other endeavors as well. Business communities interested in artificial intelligence, the medical communities interested in all of that. There's a linkage between imagery business and the medical community. Those are linkages that didn't exist before. The government used to be the sole proprietor of a lot of the intelligence and a lot of the information we have. That's no longer the case. The data we receive comes from all over, and the ideas are coming from all over. It's no longer, we can't be sheltered behind the walls down at the arsenal anymore.
For many years in St. Louis, we've talked about how do we keep that fresh talent here instead of having them go elsewhere. What role can the NGA fill in that?
Well, we're very always looking for talent, and we're competing with talent with industry and a lot of other places. We are looking for people who want a mission, people who are good problem solvers, people who want to serve their country, and in a career that really is, if you start your career, you never know where it's going to go. I've had a long career in government, and I'm amazed at the things that I have had the opportunity to do. And nothing ever said I would be, and I'd be at this point after 46 years to be here in St. Louis doing what I'm doing. And I think you enter in and you just become, the mission can grab hold of you. And the mission can be something that says, what I'm doing is important, and what I'm doing can help both national security. And what we also like to talk about is that we do work causes as well, and causes being humanitarian issues, climate issues. So geospatial is one field that covers a gamut beyond national security.
That's Bill Caniano, Executive Director of NGA West.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.